Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm on the podcast solo to talk to you about how to combat negativity when it comes to parenting. So I'm often offered unsolicited advice, and sometimes I even feel like I'm the subject of judgment of others. And guys, this has the potential to lead me down a rabbit hole of mom guilt, but I realized a long time ago that I can't let that be my path, right? Like, while I love my platform of social media, it can sometimes be unforgivingly public. And I love allowing, you know, you guys or anyone that follows me a peek into my life, which of course includes my number one priority, my family. I post a lot about my children. However, I've had to learn to have thick skin when it comes to what other people say or think about my parenting. And I definitely have to protect my family and myself as I continue to get more followers that don't know me, like truly, you know, like they don't get to spend time with me, but they feel like they have the opinions because I do share, you know, some of my life through stories and on the Instagram grid. I think that this is a relatable topic because whether it's your social media platform or a mother-in-law or some friends or a sibling, we've probably all been, or a complete stranger, by the way, we've all probably been victim to a little bit of judgment when it comes to our parenting. And I understand the weight that that can have on us. So I want to talk a little bit about how to combat that and make sure that the resources that you are listening to are the right ones. Because listen, oftentimes the judgment is typically unintentional. People don't realize that their unsolicited advice can come off as very judgy and very rude and even hurtful. Maybe you've been a victim of this. Like I said, mother-in-law. Like, I kind of hear this a lot. I don't have a relationship with my mother-in-law. I just have a relationship with my parents. But I have a lot of friends that I typically hear like, yes, my mother-in-law made this comment and made me feel this way. That's tough because it's someone that's close to you that you don't necessarily want to like fight them back because you want to have respect. But at the same time, it can like cut a little bit deeper because it is somebody that you love and that's passing a judgment, whether they mean to or not. Maybe it's a stranger at the grocery store that's visibly annoyed about how your toddler is screaming because they didn't get the toy that they wanted. And, you know, I sometimes see like comments like that on Facebook of someone who's just so annoyed, like this kid was having a meltdown. And the biggest one for Devin and I have been airplanes. We've taken our kids on a lot of airplanes. And thankfully, they're pretty good on the airplane, but like, I'm going to be super real. There's been some really awful trips of like lots of crying. And it's just like those strangers that are just like rolling their eyes at you and just not forgiving and probably judging you inside. Like, why are you bringing them on an airplane? But I don't care. Like, I have learned that that stuff is not going to affect my path in parenting or my confidence in myself to be a great parent. So first and foremost, I think it's very, very important to take a look at the source of the advice. And maybe this advice is good advice, but you still are like questioning yourself, right? So take a look at the source. There are people in my life whose opinion I genuinely value. And when they offer their viewpoint, I know it's because they have my best interest at heart. And these are the people that love me and love my children like fiercely and unconditionally. So this is like close friends of mine, my sister, my sister-in-law, you know, my mom. Like these are people that I know that know me and know who I am, and they can give me the best advice based on what I'm asking, right? Or they've done it before. So like I said, my mom, like she is my go-to. My mom and my sister are my go-tos, especially when I had my first child. I think I was calling both of them daily and asking them questions because my sister had kids before I did. My mom's obviously raised two kids. So yeah, you know, this isn't changed now that I have two kids and I'm pregnant with a third. Like sometimes it just feels really good to call somebody and talk about something and get their advice. So I think having mentors is so, so important, whether that's family, friends, or a doctor or a pediatrician, it's important to have mentors that you somewhat look up to because you really admire the way that they carried, you know, their parenting or how, you know, they carried themselves through certain phases of this parenting that maybe was before you and now you're going through it. Finding those resources is very, very important. Finding those mentors. And don't forget, you guys, that like a good resource is your spouse that you're parenting with, right? So I feel that Devin is, when we talk about things for our kids, and even if it's just like things on my heart, he has my best interest. He has our children's best interest. So he is somebody that his opinion I'm going to listen to. It's easy to be hurt and defensive when maybe your spouse tells you the things you don't want to hear, right? But let's keep in mind, like, again, they have your best interest and your children's best interest. So most of the time, Devin and I agree on parenting styles, but there's certainly been some times where I'm just like cringing a little bit. But at the same time, he is half of the parent as well. So I am not going to tell him how he can parent, and he cannot tell me how I can parent. But we have to support each other and understand that we both love our children unconditionally. We're going to do the best thing. I think before we had kids, or like as kind of, you know, Cameron was so young, and every phase, like we've kind of always discussed how we're going to handle certain things, how we're going to discipline, how we're going to speak to our children, what we're going to feed them, what school they're going to go to, you know, things like that, that we come together, all those big things that we come together ahead of time and we are on the same page. But there's little things that we've definitely disagreed on. I'm not going to lie. But we have to remind each other that we always have the best interest at heart and we want the best for our children at the end of the day. I want to share with you a great resource. I care so much about your happiness, and if something is interfering with how you're feeling on a daily basis, I want you to know that it's okay to reach out for help. BetterHelp makes it so easy for you to do this. BetterHelp allows you to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat or text with your therapist. From family issues to trauma, postpartum depression, or even lack of sleep, the licensed professional counselors are there to help you. BetterHelp makes it really easy for anyone to get confidential help. With worldwide therapists in all 50 states, you can start communicating via text, chat, phone, and video under 24 hours. Financial aid is also available, making BetterHelp accessible for so many people and convenient for all. It's truly an affordable option. Coffee and Kettlebells listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code Morgan Klein, all capital, Morgan Klein, MorganKline. So why not get started today? Go to BetterHelp.com/MorganKline. You'll simply fill out a questionnaire and help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's BetterHelp.com/MorganKline. As you may know, I recently shared that I'm pregnant and we're bringing another little one into this world this summer. So number 3 is coming to the Klein family. But I have to tell you, before we found out that we were expecting, I was absolutely loving my Lola delivery. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. So, you know, there's so many different options at the store, and I'm learning so much about how, you know, it really matters what we're also putting on and in our body. So it's so nice to be able to have an option that we don't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Being a mom, wife, business owner, entrepreneur, you know, all the things that I'm doing, Lola made my month a little bit easier. My subscription was fully customizable and I got to choose my mix of products, the mix of absorbency, number of boxes, frequency of delivery. It was super, super easy. And the subscription is so flexible. You can change, you can skip, you can cancel at any time. So it was amazing to have my customized box show up because it was one less thing that I had to worry about. But this is what blows my mind, you guys. I talk about this. I just said it's so important about the things that we're putting on our body and in our body all the time. The FDA does not require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products. So most of them won't do it. But Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. So you don't have to worry about the toxins or the stuff that you're putting in and on your body. Lola recently released a new product. They're now offering the cleansing wipes, and they're safe to use anywhere on the body. They are biodegradable, all-natural wipes, perfect for a midday refresh. They're individually packaged, so they're perfect for on the go. You can put it in your gym bag. They're gynecologist approved and hyperallergenic. So a great product that they added to the mix for us women to use to make us feel our best. For 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter Morgan Kline, MorganKline, when you subscribe, and you'll receive that 30% off your first subscription. So outside of having mentors and leaning on your spouse for this advice and how to get through something that you're doing with your children, I think it's important to build out a network of trusted resources. So first one being a pediatrician. Find a pediatrician that you enjoy and that has the same sort of approach to yours, right? And so I've actually switched pediatricians. I had one for like Cameron's first full year of life. And it was great, but I felt like I could do better, right? Like I felt like I could have somebody that listened to me a little bit more, understood my, you know, desires, which is like, okay, I don't want to go to medication like right away. What are some natural paths we can take? So I found a pediatrician that felt the same way that I did. And we switched, and that's where we go now. And it's somebody that I trust, right? So when I'm able to go to those appointments, I can be very, very open and not feel like I'm being judged. If you ever feel like you're being judged by your pediatrician, it's time to switch. That's important. Find a pediatrician that, you know, that you respect and that you feel like you can be open with, because they can be a trusted resource when it comes to making some of these parenting decisions. Next, think of a friend or sibling who's parenting you admire. So I mentioned my sister, and she knows this. Like, I always am like, thank you so much. What did you do when her daughter was going through this phase? And I truly take her advice to heart, because I've seen her raise her children, and it's this, you know, they are great, great kids. And so I take her advice, right? Find another person, whether it's a friend, whether it's a sibling, whether it's another mom, make sure that you, again, feel like you can have open dialogue with them, because your opinion does matter when you guys are talking about things. But it's that judgment-free zone that's so important. So if you can be open with someone without them judging you, they are a trusted resource. Books and podcasts. So I read tons of books before Cameron was born, and can't say that I followed them all to a T, because I think once you're a mother and you have your own kid, like, you kind of go with the flow and you go with what works best for you. And that may not be exactly what the book said. However, I did like some sleep training with both my kids. And so I followed a book there, Healthy Sleep Habits, Happy Child, No Drama Discipline. So podcasts and books, I think, are very important. And you're hearing all different perspectives. So make sure you're not just following one thing. You're listening to kind of a whole gamut of things to understand what works best for your family. And that can be a trusted resource. Mostly it's doctors that I'm listening to that have done studies and have done research. So we've talked about the advice of, you know, people that you can trust and those trusted resources and those mentors. But also I want to talk about having the confidence, right? Having the confidence in yourself and the choices that you make when it comes to parenting. And knowing that your decisions are thoughtful and they're intentional. And you've got to let that negativity roll off your back. Because if you let it get to you, it's going to make you make decisions that aren't true to what you want to do, right? You're going to start doing things for other people's desires and other people's acceptance, and it's not going to feel right for you. And if it's not right for you, it's not right for your children. So it's about having that like true confidence in yourself that there's a reason why you were made their mother or father. You know, there's a reason why these children are yours, and you have to trust yourself. Let negativity roll off your back. Let judgment roll off your back. Understand that you're going to probably get certain tones from people that have done it differently. But you know what? That's what works for them. And that's great. That's important, guys. Make sure that you have that confidence. And if you don't, what do you need to do to remove the negativity from your life? Who are you following on social media? Are they making you feel better as a parent or worse as a parent? That's important, because we are comparing ourselves to a lot of people in this day and age with social media. And you can get trapped into thinking, God, they've got their stuff like all together. Look at all these pictures, their kids are dressed nicely, they're well-behaved, she's feeding them good food. That's a highlight reel, okay? So make sure that when you're following people, like, you're seeing the good, bad, and the ugly. And, you know, sometimes parents don't want to put the ugly on social media. I certainly don't love to do that, but I have before because it's real life. And I don't always have my crap together. And so I want to make that very known and be real for people, because otherwise they are going to compare themselves to me. And they're, you know, I don't want people to feel less than, because we are all doing such a great job. We're all doing our best at the end of the day. So make sure that you're following the right people that aren't making you feel bad. And my last tip, and I think the most important tip for combating negativity when it comes to parenting, is make sure you are not guilty of this. Make sure you are not judging other people. Make sure you are not giving unsolicited advice to somebody and making them feel less than as a parent, because no offense, but if you are, like, then what makes you think that you shouldn't be the recipient of that, right? And so make sure that, check it yourself and be honest with yourself. Are you judging people when they post things? Are you saying something to in a friend's group that could really hurt somebody, and could they take it the wrong way? So stop it now if you're doing that, because we all are trying our best and none of us have it all figured out. Build people up, support other women, support other moms, be part of the solution, and be a safe source of kindness that you know some people need, right? Like, whether it's someone that's going through something you've already done, put yourself back in their shoes for 1 minute and remember what that felt like to maybe going through that newborn stage or that two-year-old stage or whatever it is, right? Instead of placing that judgment, put yourself back into that place and remember that kindness is going to win at everything. And if you can be that source for somebody else, like, think about how much better their day will be because of you and that impact that you made on them. So I hope this episode has helped you when it comes to negativity and judgment that we've all fallen victim to when it comes to parenting. And again, remember, the next time that you receive unsolicited advice, don't take it personal right away. Like, consider the source, kind of let it roll off your shoulders. Don't let it weigh on you. And, you know, understand and be confident that you are exactly where you need to be and you are doing the best that you can. And you just have to find those positive resources and those positive people in your life that are going to keep your best interest at heart. So thank you guys so much for joining me again today. If you would like to follow me on Instagram, my handle is morgan.a.klein. And if this podcast has made a positive impact on your life, I would love it if you could write me a review on the Apple iTunes. I'm going to go ahead and link it right here so you can go straight to it. Leave me a review, leave me a rating, and let me know how this has impacted you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.